everybody. Welcome to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are back in the swing of the school year. I don't know if you had a chance to look at your recent issue of Working Mother Magazine, but we have some amazing things in there. Some great tips on getting back to school, a lot about your work life and getting back a swing of things there and ways to get things off on the right foot for your kids. And I know so important to so many of us as moms is making sure that things stay on the right track and the kids feel secure and confident when they're moving into this transition period of going into a new classroom. And some of our kids are going into brand new schools entirely, a different phase of life, middle school or high school, and some are sending them off to college. I know some close friends of mine are becoming empty nesters, and it's such a different phase of life. But wherever you are in this journey, we're here to be with you and help give you the tools that you need to not only survive it, but thrive in it and find the joy in it and make the most of it. So that's what we're hoping to deliver to you today. And in that vein, I want to talk to you about finances, because that's something that we tend to sometimes lose sight of keeping a handle on. And it is important, and it's something that we need to make sure that we are staying on top of. And not only just getting by with our finances or, just keeping track of them, but really taking charge of them and making sure that we are doing all the right things, making all the right choices, because finances are something that can, dictate our future choices and choices for our children. And we want to make sure that we really are educated and informed of what our options are and how to go about things. And I know many of our listeners are entrepreneurial or small business owners or wanting to be small business owners. And today we have with us an expert on all of the above that I just mentioned. It's really fantastic to have a money strategist and a coach like Justin Crane here on the show today, because he's the author of a brand new book, You Got This, Money, You've Got This, and it's got easy to implement strategies so you can take control of your business finances and create your dream life. And I think that's something that's at the forefront of many of our minds. So we'd like to welcome today to the show Justin Crane.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, you've got this book and it's interesting to me because you are somewhat focused on female business owners, women business owners and entrepreneurs. And what made you decide that was an area that resonated for you?
Well, they listened. They listened. They're, coachable. They don't think they know everything. They're interested in the journey and the experience. They want to make a difference, and they're just invested. They're willing to do the work to make a change.
Well, that sounds like most of the women I know.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, when you sat down to write Money, You've Got This, and we're talking about strategies, was it based on the fact that you were working with people who felt as, because to me that's like kind of an assuring type of title, something, to help people build confidence. Were you finding that people weren't feeling confident? They were feeling as though they didn't have this?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wrote this over the course of about 6 years. I didn't, do it in like 6 months or something like that. I really just took my funny, crazy, wacky life experiences and made a Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm book out of my money stories. And that's how I did it. And it's a book where you can open it on any page and read two pages, put it down, come back. There's no plot. It's real simple. But to answer your question, Bettina, yeah, I think mindset is such an important part of tackling your money. And if you feel like you can't take control of it, you don't know what to do first, and you just, either give up before you even start or have your head in the sand, it's going to be very, very hard to have a better financial life. And the title is all about like, look, you got this. You totally have this. Anyone can do this, even you.
I love that, because I do feel as though a lot of the time when you bring up finances, you bring up money, a lot of people get overwhelmed and they feel as though, there's just so much to it and they don't know where to start, or they feel as though, at some point it'll get handled. Or, procrastination is a big one when it comes to finances and money. And when you say that you've broken it down into not only something that's easy to read, but that you don't have to read the whole thing at once. You can do two pages at a time, something like that. That makes it immediately, to me, more palatable. It sounds as though it's something that you can take as much as you can digest at the time, you know, and then save the rest for later. And I think that's important when you, because not everybody's a numbers person or a money person. And when you have a subject that can be quite intimidating, you know, taking it in baby steps can be the key to learning what you need to know.
Yeah. I mean, I want people to have a glass of wine and read the book.
Well, I don't think you'll get any arguments from our audience on
yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
We're
going to have a couple of glasses of wine, you know, or have a cup of coffee, whatever, you know, whatever, water, tea, but like, it's all good. Like, we're going to figure this stuff out together.
Yeah. Keep it simple. Keep it casual. We're going to be right back with more with Justin Crane right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are talking to money strategist and money coach for small business owners, Justin Crane. Thanks so much for being here today, Justin.
Thanks for having me. Loving it.
So now let's talk about the subject matter of this book. You've got this easy to implement strategies. What are these easy to implement strategies? Let's talk about some of the top ideas that are in the book, because I know you talk about things like your monthly net, what you're spending, what you're really spending in business and life. Are people misguiding themselves as to what they're really spending in business and life?
Yeah, well, I think you got to isolate it. You know, you got our personal side and we got our business side. And so many times, if we're a business owner, we think that it's all one set of money. It's one pot. But I want people to think about it as two. And I want you to think about your business money as separate, your personal money as separate. And when you start to think that way, you become like an empire builder. You know that you've got your business that you want to grow. You can use your money to do that. Or you can take the success of your business, pull the money out of your business, put it in a personal account, take that money and do what you want. Part of the reason why I wrote this book is because you got all these people saying, you know, don't get your nails done. Don't spend the $5 for a cup of coffee. Don't take your kids on a vacation. Save all the money, and when you're 85, you can live the best life that you want to. I'm like, come on. No, I'm not into that. Like, I want stuff now. I want it now. Like, out with, like, you know, top ramen noodles and bread and porridge. And, like, I want you to have, like, a $29 salad. In fact, I wrote a part of the book. I wrote a story on a $29 salad. The bottom line is this whole book is about return on life, not just return on money. And if you can use your money both in your business and your personal to fund your life today, now you're getting somewhere.
Okay, but, you know, playing devil's advocate, you know, people are concerned about saving. You know, you've got a lot of single moms out there who are looking at putting their kids through college, looking at retirement. You know, that $29 salad may feel irresponsible to them, or as though, you know, God, I wish I could, but I can't. You know, what do you say to that kind of perspective?
All right, let's go through a real world example. What if you got a massage every month for $50? So that's $600 a year. And you could have taken that $600 and saved it for 20 years, right? So that's, you're looking at around 12 grand or something like that. Had you taken that $50 and got the massage instead of saving it, you would have felt happier, more productive, more at peace with, like, balance, like crazy dealing with kids and all of that. You would be more rejuvenated. And I would say with that feeling, you're going to be more productive in business and you're going to make more money than that $600. Then you take that money and you save it for something that you want, you know, in a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever. So you get both. You get the sense that you're saving and you're not depriving yourself of things that are important. Now, maybe a $29 salad every day, that's, you know, of course not.
But not every day.
I want to challenge people. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of salad. I want to challenge people. It's okay to raise your prices. It's okay to to make more money. It's okay to be strategic with your money, and it's okay to spend some of that and to save some of it. It doesn't have to be black or white. You can have both.
So you see that massage as, you know, as more of an investment in yourself and an investment in your perspective and your holistic health, rather than seeing it as an indulgence. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. You said it much better than I did.
I'm just trying to encapsulate it in a way that you know, it resonates for myself, because that's what I'm hearing you say, is that, you know, it's that $50 is not something that you're just squandering. It's actually, when you look at your priorities and you look at why you're working and what kind of life you want to live, it's actually getting you closer to it rather than taking away from it, which I think is part of the shift that you're talking about, the mindset that needs to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I do retirement plans for people, and I know the number is about an extra $600. Yeah, you think it's big, but it might only add 1 or 2 years of being able to retire early. Okay, so you got 20 years of a massage once a month, or 1 or 2 years of being able to retire early. Like, I just think that it's got to be both, but there's one, like, big elephant in the room, and that's about clarity. You have to get clear on what's going on with the money in your business and what's going on with the money in your personal life. Because if you just operate out of the issue of not knowing, then if you don't know, it's not a problem. And if you can't see it, it's not a problem. It's like not getting on a scale. Like, I don't know how much I weigh, so it's really not an issue.
That is an analogy everybody can understand. We're going to be back with more of the Justin Crane right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are talking with Justin Crane about our finances. And Justin, if people want to find you on social media or buy your book when it comes out on October 18th, please let us know where we can do that.
Well, you can just go to jcrane.com/pre-order. All of the stuff is right there. And you can Google me, Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Crane, K-R-A-N-E.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now, getting back to some of the key strategies that are in your book, let's talk about you have a game-changing action plan for small business owners to make money. And you, in there, you've got 5 key questions to ask. Give us some insight to some of those questions.
Yeah, the first thing is tracking. Like, who's going to track the money in your business? And it doesn't have to be you. You could still be having your glass of wine, right, running your business, but you got to find someone who knows a little bit more, who wants to know more about the numbers and who can track it for you. So let's pretend that's your bookkeeper or your assistant. You could have them email you every week what your sales are. I mean, it's just as simple as that. What you track grows. So why don't we track sales as an example? And then let's take it one step forward. Think of it like you're trying to lose weight, back to the weight analogy. This is really funny why we're going with fitness here. But think of when you want to lose weight, you can get on the scale every day and see how much you weigh, or you could start tracking your calories and how often you exercise. So what if we're running a business and we want to track the factors that are going to help us drive sales, same way that you would want to track the factors that would help you lose weight? So what are those things that are going to drive sales? Maybe if you're a consultant, it's sales conversations. Maybe it's hits to your website. Maybe it's the size of your email list. If you're a product person, maybe it's how many wholesale accounts you have, how many retail accounts you have, how many people are in your Rolodex. I mean, there's great ways that you can start tracking the things that will ultimately drive sales and make it a game. It's really fun.
It's you're reminding me of something my dad used to say when I was running my company. He used to say, "What can be measured can be managed." And if you need to know where you stand before you can manage the situation. So you always have to make sure that you're tracking and you're measuring everything. So we got that. Who's going to be tracking things? What's another one of those key questions?
Profits. Every business owner has got to be making profits. If you ask yourself this question, like, where did all the money go? Like, it's gone. It disappears. Well, chances are your business might be making sales, but if your business doesn't have profits, which is how much you keep at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to use that to fund your personal life and all of those goals that we've been talking about. So the business has to be profitable. So are you even making money, and how are you going to measure that? That's just a simple task. Have your bookkeeper or your assistant or someone, it could be you, but someone's got to email you once a month telling you how much money your business has made. Then you take that number, and let's just pretend that you want to save for your kid going to college. Then you take that number and you allocate a certain amount of that towards a college plan. Now you're beginning to see how you got two different pools of money, but one is feeding the other. And that's the way I want you to think. Your profits are going to drive your personal goals, which are going to get you to where you want to go.
Aha. Makes sense. Okay, now we've got time for one third key question to ask. What's that?
Cash. Every business owner has got to have money in the bank. Just how we know that we want to have an emergency account with our personal money, let's have an emergency account in our business account. That will allow us to say no to opportunities that we really don't want to say yes to. But then we say yes because we need the money and we end up not doing the right thing. And if you have money in the bank, you can say no. And that opens up better opportunities to say yes to.
Okay. So when we're talking about having money in the bank, are you talking about bringing on investors, that type of thing?
No, I'm talking about keeping some of your profits as cash in the bank. So if you can figure out what your average monthly expenses are in your business, and let's just say you want to keep 1 month's reserve in the bank, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about building cash
from reserves,
not going out and getting equity or borrowing money. I'm talking about keeping the money that you're making, keeping some of it in the bank.
Aha, that makes a lot of sense. All right, well, you know what? I think that when this book comes out, we're going to have you back to give us some more tips so that we can get further into this, because I know there's a lot more content in that book than what we've been able to touch on today, and I wish we had more time to dive in further, but thank you so much for sharing this wisdom with us today, Justin. We so appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you have one key takeaway for our business owners, for our entrepreneurs, for people who are just starting out and trying to get that business started, what would it be? One key takeaway.
More of the same equals more of the same. If you want something different in your business or in your financial life, you have to do something different. It's like that definition of insanity, right? You have to do something different, and you have to be aware of what's going on and be willing to take action and make a change.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we're talking today about rebooting your bliss, how to get unstuck and reinvent yourself. Now, this is an article that we've got on WorkingMother.com, and as you know, we're always bringing you brand new content constantly on WorkingMother.com of all the things that our readers really want to know about. And as working moms, you know, a lot of the times we can feel like we're in a rut, maybe, or we're kind of stuck where we are and can't quite get to the next level or can't quite get out of that feeling. And sometimes considering working with a coach might be the answer. You know, if you've ever considered that, you know, there's something to be said for it, and there are a lot of people who are utilizing this path. And so we've got an article on workingmother.com about it. It's under flexible work. It's written by Joanna L. Crotes. She's the author of Being Equal Doesn't Mean Being the Same, Why Behaving Like a Girl Can Change Your Life and Grow Your Business. Because when men make the rules, women don't advance. She hosts the Women's Playbook podcast and also wrote The Guide to Intelligent Giving. She frequently speaks and writes on women's leadership, and she's here today to talk to us about this important subject. Thanks so much for being here today, Joanna.
I'm delighted. I'm really glad that you're going to focus on it. I think it's part of what the new zeitgeist is about. It's part of how women can ask for help in their lives, and I think coaching in general is going through an evolution.
I think it is, too. And you know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what we're hearing in the zeitgeist and what is the buzz right now around coaching and people taking this path as a way to transition their lives.
Well, obviously, it's a continuum. So you can have people who are extremely buttoned up. Let's call that the right side of it, you know, who are really interested in trying to deal with corporate change and so on. But then as you move to the left-hand side of that continuum, we're talking about how life affects business affects life, how family is important, how spirituality is important, how closing the virtuous circle or feeling like you have purpose in your life is important. And I think, if I dare venture to say, that having more and more women in the workplace is changing that equation, so that women, not that women are innately spiritual, but they have family and they have more parts of themselves frequently that need satisfaction and that women want to have those needs met in addition to just having the salary or the check. And then I think millennials also are changing the equation, so that sense of purpose and, say, social entrepreneurship, all of that, working for some kind of good and making a difference, has been coming to the fore for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, maybe since the 2008 meltdown, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in the article, you talk about how, you know, people may feel like there are so many people who are entrenched in careers that look great on Facebook but feel soul-sucking within.
Yeah, you know.
I can't begin to tell you how many people I know who that statement rings so true for. And
yeah, we get up Monday morning and we go into work, or we get up at 12 midnight and answer that email from our boss, and we're like, what? How did this happen to me?
Now, what usually causes people to take that extra step to say, okay, you know what, enough is enough, I can't live like this anymore, I'm going to seek some professional guidance here? Usually is that tipping point?
I think, you know, it's pricey, so you need to have to be able to allocate some dollars to this. The fees can run anywhere from $300 an hour, typically once a month, maybe on a phone, maybe one-to-one, up until $2,000 each session. There are a bunch of other ways to get coaching through facilities. There are weekend intensive kinds of immersion that you can do. And, of course, there are books and articles, many, many of those. But it is something of a commitment, both in money and in time. And I think even more than those things, in emotional dedication, it's scary. It's a little frightening to say, my life isn't working, and I've got to put myself in a situation, not in someone else's hands, but in a situation, in circumstances where I'm partnering with someone to change my life, change my work, change the way I do things. Over and over, you hear transformational coaches say, this is about self-awareness. This is about taking responsibility. This is about being accountable to yourself. This is about not blaming anyone for what's going on in your life, but saying, wait, I'm the generator of what my decisions are. And that's tough. It's a hard thing to come to. It is not therapy by any means, because it's in the here and now. This is not looking back at your family and saying, oh, where did I go wrong? This is, let me stand right here in the now and say, what can I do to change things?
Now, I actually had a friend who came to me and said, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about getting a life coach. And she said, and I brought it up to my husband. He was like, that's, you just need to get motivated.
All those husbands.
You're just trying to spend more money on, you know, trying to buy a fix to your life. You know, and
right.
You don't need to be writing a check to what? And she ended up not doing it. And I was
does
so
Does a guy belong
bummed.
To a gym? Guy belong to a gym?
He does, actually.
There you go. Why put money into developing yourself? It's a waste of time. So interesting, you know, isn't it?
It really is so interesting. But, you know, she didn't have those words didn't come right out of her mouth. You know, she didn't say, well, you belong to a gym. You know, it kind of stumped her. Like, she didn't know where to go with that. And I think it was because it became emotional. And she was like, well, if my husband's not supportive of this, then, you know, and it became something different. So, what, you know,
well,
how
she's
do
asking
you...
for permission. I mean, that's probably one thing she ought to focus on.
But how do you get past that? You know, if you do have a spouse that's not supportive of you spending the money on something like this, you know, how do you overcome that?
Well, presumably she's a working person as well, or even not.
Yep.
I mean, so there are a lot of studies out there that say that once you get engaged in this kind of coaching that is holistic, not just, you know, how do I get a better salary, but it is spiritual and about family and about taking care of yourself and about health, all the data says that things improve. And in fact, there are a bunch of companies that are now adopting that process, like Ernst & Young and Deutsche Bank and so on, and giving the perk, if you will, of coaches to parents, new parents who are taking parental leave. So one of the reasons is because they've found that it's a good way to retain senior women in their companies. And, of course, it takes a bunch of dough to retrain people who leave. I mean, there's one stat out there that says it takes 1.5 times the salary of any senior person leaving to hire someone else and retrain them. It's a lot better to have that person come back from parental leave, right?
Oh, yeah. One of the most important things to do for a company is retain, because churn is just so pricey.
Right. And, you know, Twitter is doing this. Etsy is doing this. It's about changing the culture, I think, as well as turning out to be terrific ROI, right? So maybe your friend could go back to her husband and say, hey, honey, it looks like this might be a good way to get more money into the family. You never know. but I think there's no one factor. You know, a lot of this began decades ago. Joseph Campbell, actually, who's a really sort of ancient thinker. I mean, he's been around 30s and 40s, came up with the phrase, follow your bliss. You know, before it became the name of the spa, it was a spiritual quest. And that's where I think the beginning of what we just referred to as the zeitgeist has begun. We want fulfillment in our lives. And I think the older you get, and of course, the older the kids get, which means you have more time and you have a little more thoughtfulness in your life, that passion that you began work with begins to feel more and more important. It's not just about resources. It's not just about having the good BMW outside in the driveway. It's about, do I feel like I'm doing what I need or want to do? Do I have the bliss that I thought I would have in my life? So a lot of times this idea of coaching, I think, comes up at those transitional times for people when they're maybe 25, maybe when they're 35, maybe when they're 45. It's about, okay, here's the next stage of my life coming. Have I found what I want to do? One of the coaches that I interviewed for the story says that she likes to ask her clients if they had all the money and all the time that they wanted or needed, and for the lifestyle that gives them time with the family, time for fun, time for health, time for themselves, what would your life look like? What would you want?
Loaded, great question. We're going to go to break right on that and be back after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Well, Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation with Joanna L. Croats. She's the author of Being Equal Doesn't Mean Being the Same, Why Behaving Like a Girl Can Change Your Life and Grow Your Business. And we were talking today about coaching, rebooting your bliss, how to get unstuck and reinvent yourself. It's an article that she's got on workingmother.com under flexible work. And before the break, she presented a very loaded question. If you had all the resources at your disposal that you needed, what would your life look like? And I want you to continue. It was like you set up for the punchline, and I didn't let you get to the punchline. So I want to hear the remainder of this story.
Well, there is no punchline. It differs for everyone. I wish I had the answer that would be,
like a universal, universal answer.
Yeah, a definitive solution. But what is interesting to me is that the more you talk to coaches about their clients and about the kinds of issues they hear, the more people talk about simplifying their life, the simple life, whatever that means, the one that's pared down, the one that is less complicated, the one that has more fulfillment in it on a very daily basis, becomes what people want. And the process of coaching, I think, very tough. Distinguishes between what you want and what you actually need. So, sounds very simplistic, right? But think, someone who's extremely successful, a hedge fund manager or something like that, has a sailboat and a fancy car and a big mansion and a house and, a second home and maybe a private plane. Those are all perhaps wants. And the need is to look to be respected, to feel like the world respects him or her. And so you get all those toys and you still haven't figured out that what you're trying to do is find respect. And until you figure that out, until you really know what fulfilling that need, what does respect mean to you, those toys are superfluous. They're not going to do it. I mean, you and I might envy having all that fun. I mean, I'd love to have a private plane, right? I'm not putting down making money, and I'm not putting down being rich, and I'm not saying you should be a monk and go somewhere and become Mother Teresa. Far from it. But distinguishing what really is going to do it for you is probably key to coaching. And then not judging. Just because you envy someone at work, or because someone makes a mistake and you're catty about that, stop beating up on yourself. It's not going to work. Just accept who you are, move on, have a better day tomorrow. But if that's what you're doing, don't beat yourself up. And coaches say that all the time. And that's also about accountability and taking responsibility.
When you're dealing with people who are feeling stuck, let's say you've got a single mom who is in a job that she really just does not like at all, and she's decided, she's going to get a coach and do something about it. There are those very real things that tie you down and make you feel as though you can't make a transition, such as, I'm the single earner for this family, and I've got kids to put through school, and and this job is close to, where they go to school, and it's, I do have, certain conveniences that I don't have a whole lot of support around the area, all these reasons for your life having been set up the way that it is. How do you get past those things to get you to the point where you're feeling free enough to follow your bliss?
Right. So free enough also has to do with what you're describing as someone who has limited resources in time and in dough, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you work with the coach on, because you can find time. I mean, if it's important to you to be home with the kids and your job is not letting you do that, then working with a coach is something that will be a goal, that creating that goal that you need to work toward. And whether that means looking for a new position or marching into the corner office and saying, I need some flex time, whatever that is, it is about finding some solution that you're working with a partner. It's not someone, it's not like truth or dare.
And I think that that's what I'm trying to say is because for people who don't have any experience with this and who don't really understand how the process works, I think that sometimes they feel like, well, this is just so lofty and it's not something that, that would make sense for my life or that would work in my life. And what I'm trying to get at is, yeah, it could. And yes, it is. And it is something that you can get there with. And these objections that are in your head are not necessarily as concrete as you think they might be. But we're going to get back with more after the break. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we've been having a wonderful conversation with Joanna L. Kreutz. She's been talking to us about rebooting your bliss and how to get unstuck and reinvent yourself. She's got this great article on workingmother.com. I would encourage you to go check it out. It's under Flexible Work. And Joanna, before we continue this conversation, I would love for our listeners to be able to find you on social media or purchase any books that you might have or any websites that you might be able to share with us so that we can learn more about what it is that you have been educating us on today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity you're giving me. My website is womensplaybook.com, Women's Playbook. The book is called Being Equal Doesn't Mean Being the Same, which kind of speaks for itself in terms of the message and is a lot about how women have been trying to behave in ways that are not necessarily going to bring them to success, and that's on Amazon and also iTunes. I'm sorry, there's podcasts on iTunes and on Apple Books. And then the Women's Playbook with Joanna L. Kreutz on Facebook and, of course, at Joanna L. Kreutz on Twitter.
And Joanna L. Kreutz is spelled JoannaLKrotz.
And Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Now, continuing what we were talking about before the break, you know, I would imagine that there are a lot of objections that can come up in someone's mind to, you know, I mean, one of the reasons that people get stuck is because they get caught in their own self-talk that can be a little destructive or that can hold them back. So pulling yourself out of that is part of this coaching process. And I would imagine that finding the correct coach is key. How do you even start that process?
Yeah, I think most clients come through referrals, probably 56% or so, not usually from some kind of formal process. So if there's someone who is just inordinately happy in your life, or you look around and say, whoa, that person really has it together, ask if he or she has a coach, because it's possible that someone with all those ducks in a row has worked with someone. There's an International Coaching Federation, which is a good first filter, and I mentioned that in the piece on workingmother.com. So it's ICF.org, and there's a search directory, so you can look at who specializes in certain kinds of industries, if you're in finances or if you're in catering or whatever, and also those people are credentialed, and you can find someone maybe in your area, although a lot of coaching is done by online and phone, so it's not necessary to have someone who's just down the block. I think it's all chemistry. I really do. I think you need to find someone who says some words or some phrases or asks some questions, and something in your heart goes pitter-patter, and you say, wow, I want to be around that person. I've just had an insight, I've just had an intuition, I've just seen a window open that I thought was closed. This is a good thing. And I think that your mind knows when someone is connected. Just like you meet someone, you know, gee, that's someone I'd like to know better. I think a lot of it is chemistry. But credentials count, and this is a field that has very few kinds of shingles to hang out. I mean, it's all, there's no real legal anything to go through. It's just people who've been around. So the women I talked to for the story have been in business, one for 16 years, one for 10 years, and they come with a lot of acumen and wisdom and practical experience. They know, I think, intuitively when to push and when to pull back, because people need to work at their own pace. So that's something to ask. You know, how long have you been in business? Who have you worked for? If someone is all male clientele and you're a woman, I wouldn't say absolutely that's no good, but it would put up a red flag for me. You know, mm-hmm. Why is it that person has only seen women or only seen men? And then maybe just some industry kinds of stuff. If someone's only focused on technology and you're in a very hands-on kind of personal business like HR, say, it's just looking for those connections, I think.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, and I love your last sentence of this article. In the end, no matter how high or how far you've traveled, there's little doubt that a coach can take you further. Even Serena Williams consistently needs a coach.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about that is that at the end of the coaching session, Serena probably does not like her coach very much.
Well,
because
good.
He has
that's
pushed
so
her. She has had to do something or try for something or change something, and it's like, get out of here. I'm the best in the world. What are you doing? You know? And that's exactly. Something to remember as well, that the coach takes you out of your comfort zone. That's what he or she is being paid to do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I love this conversation. I encourage all of you to go check out Joanna online and check out the article on WorkingMother.com as well. Thank you so much for being with us today.
No, I'm delighted. Thanks a lot.
And that's it for this week. Thank you so much for being here and listening to Working Mother Radio. We love having you. I would love to hear from you on social media at Bettina Bush, BettinaBush on Facebook and Twitter, and at Bettina Bush Official on Instagram. And don't forget, there's no way to be a perfect mom, but there are a million ways to be a good one. We'll see you next time.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.